Well, you know, plans change. It's the news. Good to meet. Good afternoon. Shabbat Shalom. It is 4:51 a.m. 4:51 p.m. I'm so used to saying a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am at my home studio today. I did not make it out because of the, not because of the weather, but because I had a car breakdown that I had to deal with. Well, I didn't have to deal with it, but it was best that I dealt with it. Just deal with it. So that's what I did. I dealt with it. It became more of an issue than what, you know, it's one of those things where you get into the project and, well, I got to get that part out. So I go work on that part, and then something breaks, then you got to take that part out. So then you got to get something else out to get that, to get to that part. So you have to break something to get to that part. So then you got to, so when I put this all back, I'm just changing an alternator. So I had to take out the air box. And of course, the bolts, you know, popped right off. And the bolts didn't come off the, you know, the little nuts that hold the connections onto the alternator didn't work. You know, they decided to, you know, one of them couldn't get to hardly at all. The other ones, that's why I had to take the air box off. And of course, the bolts that hold the air box on start, you know, loosening this. The little nuts in there, and of course that just snapped right off. And then I'll just put some new riv nuts in there. It's not a big deal. It's just one thing after another. I just want to change the alternator. Of course, I have an air conditioner on it, so I have to get underneath it. It's got the 4.0 straight six in it. It's the old TJ. So So anyway, I got in there, got that thing pulled out of there because it was making a squealing sound. I was starting it up, and of course, it was the belt squealing. Then I thought something's in the serpentine belt that drives the serpentine belt. Something's not doing something right. And sure enough, got the belt off, and it went right to the alternator, and thought it could be the alternator. And sure enough, that thing, the shaft is almost seized on that thing. So I had to pull that off. And of course, the little nuts that holds one of the connections on. There's four of them. Well, there's actually five. Well, why? I don't understand why there has to be so many. One of them is, of course, it's where the little voltage regulator, rectifier, whatever thing is that's connected to that, that connects onto that. That's the one that you don't want to have to replace that. That's hardwired into the loom, the wiring harness. So I start turning that one out. Of course, they're all different sizes, you know, 10 millimeter, three eighths, whatever it is. So I got the, you know, 15 millimeter. So I got that done. And then we started pulling that thing out. I got one of them out, and the other one was just spinning, which meant on the inside, it's, you know, doing that thing. So then I just had to rip it apart. So to get in there, rip it apart, had to pull it, you know. Finally got it out. It only took me all day. So now I just have to wait for the other one to come in so I can put the new one in. And all will be well with the world. And I think I've got a new serpentine belt coming too. I just don't trust that thing after it's been squealing in there like that. So there you go. There you have it. It's, I just wanted to pop on and let everybody know that that's what's happening there. A couple of things I want to talk about. The sentencing was today. I haven't heard the report, actually. I've been so busy working on that thing, I haven't heard what's going on with that. But I did want to pop in and just talk about some things a little bit. Of course, today was the 10th. It was the day when they had the sentencing. And I guess this went to the Supreme Court. There was like an emergency hearing on this thing, and the Supreme Court decided to let it go. They weren't going to rule on it. That's the way I understood it. They were just going to allow this thing to just go to sentencing. And that's not what was expected. There were a lot of lawyers, a lot of legal, now I'm not a lawyer, but I'm not a doctor. I'm not a financial guy, but a lot of lawyers that I listened to, they were rather upset and rather shocked, I guess, at what happened there, because they were kind of shocked that they, did not take it up and cancel it, which is kind of ridiculous. This whole thing is just ridiculous. So there you have it. That's what's going on with that whole thing. I have a lot to process here over the weekend. I will be in La Crosse, Wisconsin tomorrow night. I believe I'll be in Columbus, Ohio, Sunday night. I'm not sure where I'll be. Where I go? Where do I go on Monday night? I don't know. And then, of course, I have to be. I'll be in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, on Monday night. Tuesday night, I will be in Evansville, Indiana, for personal reasons. I've got to go down there and pick up a new dog. So hopefully that goes well. I have, as you know, I need another dog. So this whole thing with the legal case, it's interesting to see how people have responded to that. Now, I don't know what's going on. The fires out in California, also, I want to talk a little bit about that. Be praying for those people. There's some folks out there. You know, think of the Palisades. You think of, oh, these people, they're just rich people. They don't have any problems. They need, you know. That's not all that there is out there. Palisades has, you know, it has its ritzy part, which is, I mean, every place out there is ritzy, really, if you think about it in terms of cost of living compared to where I'm at. But the, this is interesting. Some interesting things happening here on the news feed. However, there's people really upset right now. Like people who are normally like leftist Hollywood folks are coming out of the woodwork. And I guess this Sunny Houston or whatever her name is, she's on the View. She apparently her husband has been involved in. She's a lawyer. She talks about it. I'm a lawyer. It's one of those things where she probably passed the bar and got that done. And she, I don't know. She's been an actress or what she's been as entertainment wise. How she made it onto The View, I have no idea. We have, what else is going on? Boy, just the pictures of the devastation, just unbelievable. Just amazing what has happened there. It's just unbelievable. But they're in big trouble. I guess there's a lot of people coming out against Newsom now. Everybody's calling him Newscum. That was Trump's nickname for the guy. And, I mean, we're seeing people like Hollywood leftist types are coming out calling him Newscum now. And they're blaming him for all the problems. Of course, there's all kinds of video clips of him talking about how they're channeling money off to the fish farms and they're opening up the dams. Calling it water reclamation, the environmental reclaiming. It's all in the name of, green stuff. How many animals died over this past week in Los Angeles area? How many habitats were destroyed? Fire is very natural. Nature has a way of clearing its own self out and starting regrowth. It's a normal part of the process. Problem is you got people living amongst it now, and we could be grooming it so that it wouldn't be doing this. It would grow naturally and normally, and everything would be fine. But the devastation is just unbelievable in terms of, the fires are all natural. That fire's been happening here for a long time. It's just, lightning will strike and things will burn, and then it burns off and then it regrows and new habitats form, and it's just all kinds of things like that. That's the way it works. Problem is you don't have people's homes in the way of doing that. There are ways we can kind of take charge of that and keep it from having to happen that way. But this, yeah. So I just wanted to get on here now. So Monday morning, whether or not there will be a show or not is very, it's very tough to say. I've got a very fairly early start on Monday morning from Columbus. Tuesday morning, a very, very early start from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. So I don't know how the shows will go. I know that on Wednesday morning, I will probably have a show, possibly have a live show while I'm driving. I'm going to be spending about 5 hours driving back from Evansville with the puppy. So I might be doing that. I might be later in the day on Wednesday before I start the show. But we'll see how that goes. I have it's going to be a long day and a long week. So the I just wanted to stop in real quick with a quick show, say hello, and you know, it's snowing here now, so see how this evening goes. And just wish all of you well for the weekend. And that's about all. That's about all I have to say about that. There's just a few things happening politically, and we'll see how things pan out for next week. We have this is the 10th, of course, and then we have 10 days from today will be the inauguration. So not next week, but the week after that will be the inauguration. It'll be very tense prior to that, in my opinion, but we'll see how things go. Whatever happens, happens. Just have to continue to pray that there will be peace, that there will be, no one will get hurt in the process of all this. So that's about all I've got to say about that. I guess as we get into this whole process, we'll just see how things unfold this year. There's a lot of speculation about things, potential turmoil. There's been some people have kind of prophesied, I guess, some storms coming. There was a guy I was listening to last night that's talking about a storm that's coming. Some other people have talked about judgment. There is either a chance to avert judgment by, you can avert judgment by turning back to God by repentance. Judgment can bring repentance. So it's just a choice that we have. We have choices before us right now. I think we have the freedom to do those things, but we also have to make some decisions as a nation. So God bless, folks. Shabbat Shalom. Have a great weekend, and I will talk to you probably Monday. See ya.